Comes live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
All right, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast, number 41.
Woohoo!
All right, I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Welcome back. We got a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about today, especially about the fifth gen car.
Yeah. First of all, the cool news. This is pretty important. Just recently, there was an event organized by the Southeast Automotive Media Organization to recognize the vehicles most likely to shape the future of the automotive industry, and they gave out some awards. And the Camaro Concept got the 2006 Concept Car of the Year award, which is pretty significant because it was up against, you know, some heavy hitters.
Sure, sure.
So there it is. One more, notch
award,
on the belt.
Award, yeah. They've collected quite a few this year so far.
Yeah, it's definitely left a
serious impact. Well, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it didn't take top honors, though. The most, the award for the most visionary concept went to a Ford. I forgot the name of it. It's not on the article I'm looking at, but it was kind of neat looking, but it was one of those things that you can't see it being made anytime soon.
Right.
It was one of those kind of wild, you know,
wild ideas. Concepts that probably won't get made for, you know, 8 years, and it'll look exactly nothing like what the concept was.
And it might not even have the same name.
Yeah.
It was a good looking concept for what it's worth, but not very attainable, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
But the Camaro Concept. Best
best in show? Best concept?
2006 Concept of the Year.
Sweet.
So.
Sweet.
That's awesome. And speaking of the Camaro Concept,
that's right.
If you haven't noticed in the fifth gen section, Chris and I here will be driving the Concept this coming Monday.
That's right. We're going to get our hands on it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to get our due.
That's right.
As long as the weather holds out, we'll be heading down to a secret location that GM owns
and tests lots of secret cars at.
Right.
And if you live in the Detroit area, you probably know where it's at.
Yeah, it's some sort of proving ground thing. I don't know yet. But we're gonna actually get a chance to get behind the wheel of this car, and
this should be very interesting because we're gonna get to spend quite a bit of time with the car.
Yeah,
and we're just gonna fill up our memory sticks and our cameras.
Yep, get plenty of pictures, plenty of video, and we're gonna share it with all you folks out there.
That's right.
One thing we want to caution everybody about is that
it's a concept.
It's still a concept. There's right. nothing. Production ready, I guess, about yeah. it at this point.
It's not like GM's given us the keys to a pre-production model Camaro that's, you know, semi-ready to go.
And saying, see what you yeah. can, see what it'll do.
Right, this is a one-of-one car.
Hand-built,
you know, millions of dollars
right.
invested, so we're going to have to be pretty careful with this thing.
Yeah, it is limited to, I believe, 40 miles an hour because they don't want somebody careening into a wall and shrugging their shoulders
sure.
and saying, whoops, sorry about that, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's only one.
Well, what are you most looking forward to doing in the car or checking out in the car when you get your hands on it?
I got to say that the most important part of this whole test is just how just what it's like to be a driver in the car as far as mm-hmm. the position of the cockpit. You know, visibility, because the production car is supposed to be similar anyway.
Right, very close.
You know, I'm not to be concerned about performance or handling because the suspension is from actually two different vehicles.
That's right.
It has not been tuned for the convergence of those vehicles. So I guess it handles okay and it drives and rides okay, but we're not really going to be focusing on that because that'll be entirely different
yeah.
in a production car. Same goes for things like, you know, the radio and you know, all the little things that aren't nailed down. We don't even know if the radio even works, if it's just kind of like a dummy
right.
radio. What are you going to look for?
I'm going to look to see how I fit in the car,
yeah,
for one.
Because you're a big dude.
Well, I'm 6'4" and like 265 pounds.
You shop in the Husky section.
But I fit fine in my Corvette, so I don't expect to have any problems getting in the Camaro.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit taller car than the Corvette. So I shouldn't have any more, you know, problems dropping down when I get inside the car.
Right.
Legroom is going to be a big concern of mine. I do have long legs, especially with a 6-speed car, too, you know.
Yep.
Visibility.
Right.
The dashboard
that's
and
what I was talking
the,
about. Yep.
the hood is going to be something I'm going to concentrate on, and we'll get our cameras in there as if we were sitting right in the car, too.
Yep.
And give that look right out from the car, so...
Yeah, very few people have actually been able to get inside the car, much less get up close on it.
Right. Been a select group of media so far. I know a few people over at the F-Body Gathering show were able to get a ride in it, too, but, you know...
But did they get to drive it?
Nope.
That's what 10 years of dedication gets you. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I want to open up the trunk. I want to sit in the back seat. Stuff like that.
See how many kegs you can fit in the back?
Yeah, why not?
We'll bring some kegs along. You mind if we put these in the back?
Stuff like that.
So, yep, this is happening this coming Monday. And if you're going to have any questions between, well, then and the next podcast, which would, of course, be the following Friday,
right,
1 week from today,
yeah,
we'd like to hear about it, and we'd like to address them here in the podcast.
Sure.
So, there you have it. You know what we're going to do, and you know what you need to ask if you want to. And here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
All right, we got an email from our good friend Scott Settlemyer about something that Chevrolet is doing. I guess the first question in the email is, how would you like to attend the world's largest performance driving school and national racing competition? What's going on is Chevrolet is doing a program in select cities called Rev It Up Racing, and all the details can be found at revitupracing.com. Looks like it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
You get instructions from professional racers. You get to do practice laps in various Chevy SS models and a Corvette.
Sweet.
You get to take a shot at winning a brand new Cobalt SS.
Oh, I wonder what you got to do to win that thing.
I'm not sure, but that'd be awesome in itself, just to be able to drive around. And, of course, you get to ride shotgun for hot laps in a Z06,
with
a professional driver.
Yeah.
So
that should be cool.
Yeah, like I said, it's
in six cities,
Southern California, Dallas, Miami, Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Yep.
It's pretty
cheap. Starting around the end of July, right?
Yeah, it starts in Southern California, July 22nd and 23rd.
And what's the date of the last one?
The last one is in Washington, D.C., August 26th and 27th.
Sweet. Okay.
All the details can be found at revitupracing.com. And the neat part is it's not terribly expensive. It's $50.
Yeah. Not bad for a day of racing.
Yeah, and you know, win a Cobalt and get to drive some cars and learn some things if you ever wanted to learn from a professional instructor.
So do you want to head over to Chicago and do this or what?
I'd love to. I got to see if I can get the time off work and find somebody to take care of the kid, but I'm going to work something out. I want to see if we can get some Camaro Z28.com members to the Chicago, at least to the Chicago one, because that's
God knows we got a lot of them in that area.
Oh, so. Yeah. And there's other cities too, so if you guys want to, you know, get teams together and you live in the area and you plan to do it, post up in the fifth gen section, because that's where I think people are going to start talking about it.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, and get some teams together and see what you can do. I guess it's a national competition. You can, your results are logged.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And
that was just some kind of fun event to go to.
No, well, it is, but I mean, it's actually a competition. I don't know how you win the Cobalt.
Oh.
But I haven't dug deep into the site, but you folks listening, Ken, it's a pretty cool site, and it's got all the information there. Check it out, get some teams together, and let's represent CamaroZ28.com and whip some ass! Hey, look what I got in the mail today.
Wide Track News,
the magazine of the Pontiac Owners Club in the UK. We had the editor, I believe his name was, here it is, Chris St. Clair, the editor of Wide Track News. Yep, that's the magazine.
That's right. He's the one who emailed in.
Yeah. Really cool guy. He said he'd send me an issue, and I got to tell you, it's pretty neat. There's some nice Pontiacs there. I mean,
yeah.
I can't imagine how expensive it is to not only just get them there, because I'm sure they're pretty tough to get
right
over there, but then maintain
and gas them.
Yep. Petrol. Yeah. But it's a cool magazine, and check out their website at poc-uk.org. And thanks, Chris, if you're listening. And I just kind of want to know, does the sun ever shine there in the UK?
Yeah, because the pictures doesn't look like it.
Looks kind of dreary. Of course, then again, it hides the swirl marks in the paint, you know, when you don't have the direct sunlight.
There you go.
Thanks again for that. And speaking of Pontiacs,
mm-hmm,
well, it's that time, man.
Time for the sight of the week.
Here comes. I'll cue up the thing.
I don't care you are, look, I just like me a car.
Look, look, see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four. We're going to take a website.
In this age of digital homogeny.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
All right, here's one we're surprised we didn't think of earlier. It was suggested by our good friend, Chris Lavoti, our resident Frank Rizzo.
Yeah.
Firehawk.org.
That's right.
The official Firehawk website. This has been around for a while.
It sure has.
And hasn't changed much, but it hasn't needed to. It's pretty much the source for all Firehawk owners.
Yep.
And I don't see as many Firehawks as I used to.
No, me neither.
I saw one on the road just the other day. It was really sharp
really?
Looking. Yeah, it was one of the late version LS1s. But going back to the early versions, if there was no Firehawk, there would not be a Camaro SS.
Right.
Because it started with SLP making the first Firehawks. They were third gens. And that laid the grounds for them to continue making more, dealer package cars was
right.
What they wound up being. And it's a good site, though, man. I'm sure if you guys got a Firehawk, you already know about it. But for those who don't that just like to check out Firehawks, that's the place to go, man. Firehawk.org.
Definitely a good source.
Good source. And they got rallies and festivals. And
probably got a forum there, too,
I'm
right?
Sure they do, yep. Decals and the whole nine yards. Looks like these guys are pretty serious and they know what they're doing, so check it out.
So we got anything else in the bag today?
Nah.
Nothing?
Nada? I think that's it. No voicemails?
No voicemails.
The heck is wrong with you guys? It's a phone call. How many times do you pick up the phone and punch a button and talk to somebody you really don't want to talk to?
Well, we're not giving away any more iPods, so they're probably not going to call.
I'll tell you what. I got a Camaro concept poster from the New York Auto Show.
That's right.
I'll give that away.
Okay.
You know? And these are rare. You can't even find them on eBay, as far as I know. So they're probably pretty damn valuable. I know I'm keeping mine.
Yeah.
But I got
I'm
one
getting mine framed.
I got one extra. And I'll be happy to give it out maybe in the next couple of podcasts if we get some decent voicemails in.
Okay, sure.
You know? I'm thinking we're going to get people calling and asking us questions about, you know, the concept. But
sure.
But if we don't, hey, I get to keep it.
Yeah. Hang it up in your garage or something.
Yep. It looks like a beautiful weekend ahead of us, and wherever you listeners are at, I hope you have a great weekend. Buckle up and don't drink and drive and all that jazz. And
we'll be back at you next week.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Later on.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. Half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.